Being the best doesn't guarantee you'll win the business. Having the best sales pitch does. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win. Winning in business depends on being able to pitch people on exactly what they need or want. Not everyone wants the same thing. For some people, it's all about price. Others are more focused on quality. Others don't know what they want. That's why they need you to help them figure it out. The only way you can do that is by listening. That's why in business, listening is even more important than talking. Now, listening means more than waiting for our turn to speak. What we need is what I call power listening, which has three steps. Number one, ask open-ended questions. You can't listen if they're not saying anything. Closed-ended questions such as, are you happy with your current service provider, lead to a yes or no answer. Open-ended questions such as, tell me about your experience with your current service provider, get them to tell you a story. The more they speak, the better your ability to understand what they really need and the better your ability to match your solution to the problem that they're facing. Examples of other good open-ended questions are, what is the biggest challenge that you're currently facing, or what do you want to achieve? Number two, listen with positive open body language. It's useful to make notes while they're talking, but be sure to look up often and make eye contact, conveying your positive interest. Picking it up, number two, listen with positive open body language. It's useful to make notes while they're talking, but be sure to look up often and make eye contact, conveying your positive interest. If they feel that they're not being listened to or that you're distracted, they're gonna clam up. Finally, number three, paraphrase back what you've heard. That's right. Tell them what they've told you. This achieves three important things. Number one, it clarifies whether you fully understood them. We can speak the same language, but speak a different meaning. Paraphrasing back ensures that you're on the same page and you can accurately figure out what they need. Give them the right solution. The second thing it does is it helps them see the problem. Only when they're clear about the problem will they be ready to hear about your solution. Finally, paraphrasing makes them feel that you really understand them, which builds rapport, which builds connection. Now, this technique is very similar to what psychotherapists do. They generally don't try and solve your problems. They just power listen. And at the end of the session, you say, wow, how did she know so much about me? Now, of course, our aim is not therapy, but we want to do something similar. We want to create a strong connection with the person and discover their key challenge. There's an old expression in sales, sell to the pain. People are twice as motivated to reduce pain as get pleasure. By power listening, we can identify their pain and then show them how we're going to solve it. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win, available at all good bookstores. Right now, sign up for my free Pitch to Win masterclass by going to www.justinpresents.com.